In spite of what I said earlier about neratinib and ER/PR negative tumors and my reluctance to use it there, this is a patient where I really would consider using it because her risk of CNS metastases, having a failure in the CNS, is really quite high. And if you look at, I believe it was the ExteNet data that was presented, the rate of CNS distant metastases was lower in patients treated with neratinib. So we do think there may be some protection given by neratinib, that maybe it is crossing the blood-brain barrier, and we are seeing responses in the CNS. So I'm very worried about her having very good extracranial control. She's somebody, in my experience, 2 years later, I'll see with a CNS-only relapse.
We also saw a study at ASCO, I believe, with capecitabine and neratinib in brain mets.
Yes.
Of course, the capecitabine was on board, but George, kind of looked like that was maybe the best thing I'd seen, I think, in brain mets. I don't know, what do you think about
that? Yeah, that looked pretty good data.
Enough that you have tried it or would want to try it?
I haven't tried it because it hasn't come up yet. But
could you think of a situation, would you try it in somebody with brain mets who hadn't had neratinib or capecitabine?
You mean assuming the patient's already had radiation therapy
mm-hmm.
and has progressive disease?
If you needed systemic therapy.
Yeah, I think it would certainly be a reasonable thing to consider.
It's not approved yet for metastatic disease
yeah.
that I'm aware of, and that's the problem.
But yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The other drug is tucatinib that we should watch for with CNS metastases because they're seeing objective response rates on the order of 40%.
It's a TKI?
It's a TKI, but it's selective for her too with good CNS penetration. So they're actually doing a phase 3 registrational study looking at patients. They're allowing patients on who have progressive CNS metastases, and they're combining it with capecitabine and trastuzumab.
Yeah, it's probably worth mentioning that there are a bunch of new TKIs coming
yes.
down the pike, many of which don't appear to have the same degree of diarrhea that we see with our previous TKIs.